What's going on? How's everybody doing? Hello, world. I want to welcome you to episode 3 of Beyond a Different World. Wow, episode 3 already. Hey, hopefully, you know, we're going to continue this on and then I could be talking about episode 50 and 100. But however, you know, Beyond a Different World is a world that where we talk about different things, different issues, different ways to bring solutions together. It's our bridge. It's our bridge that will bring us together. And to kick off today's episode, we're going to have words of encouragement. So with this words of encouragement, this will be the words of encouragement for the week. This is definitely something new that I've decided to do this week. And I mean, it's going to be absolutely amazing because we're going to add more and more and more things to the show. So that I am excited. So this week's words of encouragement comes from the late, great Maya Angelou. And that is, you may encounter many defeats, but you must not be defeated. In fact, it may be necessary to encounter the defeats so you can know who you are, what you can rise from, how you can still come out of it. And that's from the late, great Maya Angelou. And what that means is no matter what you go through in life, if your back is against the wall, the only way you can move is forward. The only direction you can go is forward if your back is against the wall. So the thing is never quit, never get tired, never give up. Because the subconscious mind is a very powerful thing. And your body can react to however your mind thinks. So try your best to control your mind. And that way you could be able to control your emotions at the same time. I mean, honestly, the power that our mind has is incredible. And so with that being said is, you know, you may feel discouraged because, I mean, life is not always about, you know, your ups. It's not always about going up, but it's about your downs as well. It's about that roller coaster that you go through. And as I mentioned before in episode 1, you know, how can we appreciate that road to success if there isn't a little traffic before we get there? But anyway, I want to introduce our guest this week. We have a special guest, Ms. Dolores Jackson, who is a major in computer information systems. So, D-Lo, tell the world about yourself.
Hello, everybody. I'm a junior computer information systems major here. I am the secretary of SGA here at the school. I am a mentor for different programs. Mm. I speak at different events. I'm here. I help people. I mentor people. I do a lot.
You do a lot.
Do a lot.
And I mean, I know you listed a lot of things that you do here on campus. So what motivates you? What motivates you to be involved?
My friends and family, definitely. Basically just proving myself and other people wrong that no matter what, like, I'll be able to do what I need to do for myself and for the people who are looking up to me.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And what motivates you to be you, who you are? What makes you you? And I mean, I know you. And
but everyone else does. If you don't know me, you should get to know me because I'm great. But
so what makes you so great? What motivates you to be so great?
I am so great because I just believe in myself. I have to do everything that people have said that I can't do, and I have to make it possible for myself and other people to know that it's possible to do the impossible because nothing is impossible.
That's right. So. There's one thing that I always say is, you know, impossible spells I impossible. I've heard that from one of my fraternity brother's motivational speeches, motivational videos that he always do called Groundwear. Gerald Brooks is his name. And when I heard that, I mean, that really spoke volumes to me. It was just like, wow, like, it really does mean that. Impossible spells I am possible. So at any rate, you know, I know you're a leader on campus. You are a mentor. Talk about some of the mentorship programs that you're involved in.
Well, I will be a mentor in the new program Up Next that you basically created, or you did create, where I'll be helping a freshman around campus to adjust socially. And I'm also an FYSP mentor coming this fall, and I'll be teaching a freshman class just about how to get adjusted to college. But my class is a little different. I have the undecided majors. So our class is more so helping them find out what they want to do and what their major is going to be, instead of like the other ones where they're like, oh, well, you already know your major. Let's talk about focus on like studying and all this other stuff. But with my class is going to be, you know, let's study, but let's also pick a major too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you think that that would be a challenge?
No, not at all. I feel like I'm a great person to do that, because I always have these doubts that I'm not doing the right thing, but then I'm like, but this is what you want to do. So it's like, you know, you have to help them realize that, you know, like, even if you don't know what you want to do, like, what do you need to do? You know, if you don't know what you want to do, how are you going to get somewhere that you will want to be, or something like that? You
right.
know? Yeah, and I am also speaking at Colonial Kickoff.
Nice.
Yeah, they changed the name of the matriculation ceremony, where I'll be giving a speech to the incoming freshmen at, like, it's on the football field. The parents will be there, the kids will be there. Well, young adults. You know, we're not kids anymore.
Right, right. Now, are you nervous about that? How you feel about that?
You know, I'm not really nervous about it, because, well, they kind of wrote out what I have to say, but I'm kind of like molding it to my personality and like what I want to say to them, you know, because I know what the students want to hear. I know what the parents want to hear, but it's like the parents aren't going here. The students are going here. They need to know that when we say welcome home, we really mean welcome home. Like, this is your home for the next 4 years, and we want you to stay and feel comfortable.
Okay. Okay. I hear you. Wow. Nice. Nice. Was having a little bit of technical difficulties. If you don't mind just repeating, like, the last part that you had said, like, the last, like, two sentences.
What did I say?
it was about like feeling comfortable.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
the
like
support.
Welcome home.
Okay. Boom. Welcome home. So yeah. It's like kind of like creating a family away from family, right?
Yeah. Like, I worked on moving committee last year, and they told us when you're helping someone move in, like, when you go to a family, say welcome home, or like once they're moved in, say welcome home. And I was like, that's so cheesy. Like, what? But honestly, this is a home away from home. Like, I live in Maryland, so I am not at home. And the faculty and the students, they make it feel like a home away from home. Like, it's a good place to be.
No, I feel you.
You're not just a number or, you know, a student ID or something. Like, the teachers know you, the professors, the faculty, the staff, like, the advisors, the counselors. They get to know you and help you.
Okay. Now, what are some ways that, you know, it will help you as far as, because, of course, you know, you're not going to go through every day feeling happy, feeling excited, feeling, oh, I love RMU. So, you know, whenever you get that moment where you get homesick, or you get that moment wherever you feel discouraged, what do you do in order to liven yourself up, keep yourself encouraged, motivate yourself towards you know, getting through the day?
So, this is going to be kind of funny, but, like, I look at pictures of my dog.
For real?
You know, everyone who knows me knows I love Chauncey. But, I mean, when I'm away from home, I feel homesick. I mean, I don't get homesick often, but when I do, I call my friends. I talk to whoever I need to talk to. I go hang out with my friends here to help me forget about it, because there's always something to do here. So, like, if it's just going to, like, they just built that fire pit, just go sit somewhere, go do some homework, something, like, to distract yourself from whatever's going on. I also paint and draw, write, you know, just little things to keep my mind busy.
No, I hear you. Yeah. I definitely feel as though, like, hurt people. So, and what I mean by that is, you know, if somebody is, you know, hurt and going through something, they try to hurt other people so that they can feel better about themselves. And it's really good to, you know, kind of do that self-care. That's most important. You know, you are the most important individual to you, and where you could be your best friend or your worst enemy at times. And when I talk about, you know, my me versus me workshop, I do four A's, and the first A is awareness, and that awareness is the awareness of self. Mm-hmm. You know, it's to that point to where, you know, everything is not going to be easy, but however, if you do something to motivate yourself, something to kind of elevate that self-care, you can be able to go on and, you know, feel better about yourself, and you feel better about yourself, you feel better about the world. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of stuff that I see, like, on social media, and a lot of stuff that I see, you know, every day, just observing. I'm a people watcher. I observe people. I love to just watch people and kind of pick little traits. You know, sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong. But however, in most cases, I'm right. And so when I see stuff on social media, a lot of people crying for help. A lot of people are crying for help because of the fact that they don't take care of themselves. Yeah. And by them not taking care of themselves, they downgrade another person. It's hurtful in a way.
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely hurtful in a way. And so I talk about that. You know, I talk about the power of the self-conscious mind because of the simple fact that you ever think to yourself, like, man, I'm hungry. And then your stomach start growling.
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, like, I'm real sleepy. I'm tired.
Yeah. It's just like a placebo effect. Like, you could take a Tic Tac and tell yourself it's poison and you'll right. start feeling bad.
Right.
So, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And so I definitely think that it's a cry for help, call for attention. Taking care of yourself is the most important thing, especially on a college campus where you may feel lonely, you may feel small, you may feel like it's you against the world or it's you by yourself. So definitely doing things such as that. Like for myself, when I was in school, my thing was going to the gym, working out. That was my therapy, hitting the heavy bag.
I don't go to the gym, but, you know, out pain or, and like if it gets too bad, you can always go to the counseling center. They are here
yes.
for you.
Yes.
It's free.
That's funny. I was actually getting ready to mention
yeah.
to the point to where, you know, if you need somebody to talk to, you can always go to the counseling yeah. center.
It's a little hard to find their building, but if you ask someone, they can help you find it.
Exactly.
And Violet is there. We have our own therapy dog.
Yeah.
Take advantage of it.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Definitely. By all means, you want to take heed of the counseling center and everything that they have, you know, there for you. You know, you have a team of support that will support you in a time of need. And the thing is like, we don't really know that we need it until we actually take that first step. And as Dr. King said, you know, faith is taking the first step without seeing the entire staircase. Mm-hmm. But not only is it just faith, it's everything in general.
It's life.
It's life, right. Exactly. It's life. It's something that you never really know what you're going to get yourself into unless you take that step, unless you take that risk, unless you, you know, move forward.
Yeah, and if you make the wrong one, you know not to make it again.
Exactly. They're like Big Sean has said, you know, there are no mistakes, they're only lessons. It's not a mistake. It's not a mistake if it was the wrong decision. It was a lesson.
Yeah, you learn from it.
Exactly. 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 So, and that's going to actually kind of like lead us into our song of the week. This week's song of the week, we actually have two songs this week, but both by John Legend. But we're going to do our first song of the week. And this first song of the week will be Ordinary People. So listen, enjoy, and I'll explain why that's the song of the week after the song of the week. All right, good people.
I'm in love with you. this ain't the honeymoon, past the infatuation phase. Right in the thick of love, at times we get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved and you've made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, this time we'll take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, this time we'll take it slow. This ain't a movie, no. No fairy tale conclusion, y'all. It gets more confusing every day. Sometimes it's heaven sent, then we head back to hell again. We kiss, then we make up on the way. I hang up, you call. We writhe and we fall, and we feel like just walking away. As our love advances, we take second chances. Though it's not a fantasy, I still want you to stay. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow.
All right, welcome back, welcome back. That was my song of the week, number one. The reason why that was the song of the week, because the idea of the song is that relationships are difficult and the outcome is uncertain. If relationships is going to work, it will require compassion. And even though it is not always, you know, going to end the way you want it to end, but however, if you know that isn't going to be easy, if you know that everything is, you know, not going to be that honeymoon phase or where everything is happy, everything is beautiful, everything is sweet, and you're willing to put in the work, and you're willing to, you know, definitely compromise and make one with your, not only just your partner, because the reason why I chose that, and I was going to say partner, but it's more than that. You know, we're just ordinary people. You know, we make mistakes. We are not perfect. And even though the song is about, you know, relationships as far as like, you know, intimate relationships as, you know, as far as partners are concerned, but I want to utilize that as far as, you know, partners, friends, colleagues, close, anybody who's close, family, anyone who's close to you, please keep in mind that, you know, a relationship is not going to be easy. You know, things is not going to be all peaches and cream. You would start.
You shouldn't have started. I forgot he's pick up on everything.
Yeah, right, exactly. You would start singing that. Everything is not going to be, you know, easy. But however, if, you know, you have in your mind that no matter what, I'm willing to make this work. It may not be in your favor. It may work. It's going to go the way it needs to go. Relationships is going to go the way it needs to go. And so that kind of, it kind of couples with what I was saying earlier about the hurt people hurt people. You know, if you're hurt inside, you may hurt others around you. So please keep in mind that, keep a strong, positive, self-conscious mind, subconscious mind, because I mean, it's, I'm speaking from experience, you know, knowing the difficulties and the things that I face and the things that I experience. Even now today, where I'm facing a lot of difficulties and I'm facing a lot of battles with my mind and, you know, the things that I'm going through in life. But however, I'm staying positive.
That's good.
You got to, you know, you have to. You have to stay positive. Otherwise, it's gonna just ruin your day.
Eat you alive.
Exactly. It's going to eat you alive. So, and that's the problems. That's some of the issues that we're having today with people. You know, that's the problems that we're having with diversity and the different issues that we're having, you know, in this world and the politics and the religions and the different issues that are going out there today because of the simple fact that there's a lot of people that are hurt. There's a lot of people that are lost. There's a lot of people that are confused. And what do other lost, confused, and hurt people do?
Hurt people.
Exactly. Exactly. So, D'Lo, what are some of the things, you know, some of the changes that you would like to see when it comes to diversity, whether it's on this campus or on the world? I mean, you know, we're not going to change the world today, tomorrow, or the next day, but however.
We
can definitely try. And it's going to take those small steps in order for one big common goal.
I just want people to be more open-minded. Mm. Like, with diversity, it's not just about race or religion. Like, you have people who, like, the LGBTQ community, like, they usually aren't really included in certain things when it comes to diversity. Like, it's usually just, it's mainly black or white. Mm. And it's like, that's not making anything diverse. Like, you need more views on things. Like, you have to hear from other people, you have to be able to listen and learn, but a lot of people don't do that, so they end up hurting other people or saying things they don't understand or just being flat out ignorant to situations that they have no point of being in anyway.
Right exactly. There was one thing that I'm so happy that it kind of fell off was a Yik Yak.
Yeah.
A Yik Yak.
I never had one, but I did see some of the things on there. It was just
I know, right? But however, it shows me how much of a coward that you are if you can write something malicious anonymously.
Yeah. And it's like, if you have something to say, say it to somebody. Mm. Like, don't be scared.
Exactly.
If you're going to hide behind a computer or a phone, like, you shouldn't be saying it.
Exactly.
Don't be a little.
I mean, you're absolutely right. You know, definitely keeping.
Do we have sound effects to start pushing buttons?
I don't.
Don't be a little.
No, I don't have any sound effects.
We're going to bring our own sound effects.
Hey, I told you, each week we're going to enhance. So that's the thing we're going to bring next week.
We're bringing sound effects. Make sure you tune in next week. Sound effects on the radio show.
No, really? But I understand where you're coming from, where, you know, you feel as though that you have to censor yourself because you're passionate about that.
Yeah.
You know, you're definitely passionate about that. You're passionate towards change, and you're passionate towards being the change that you wish that you would like to see. And so, you know, you have an open mind towards different.
Yeah, and like the whole thing with Yik Yak too is like you can usually pick up on who, like if it's something about you,
mm-hmm.
you can pick up on who it is because it's either a hater or a loser. And I'm just like, what? Like, you have nothing on me. Like, because my freshman year, my roommate and I, we were on there, and somebody was, like, calling us hoes and stuff just because we had guy friends in our room. Like, we would have movie nights, game nights, all types of stuff. And it's like, if you would stop being a hater and just come knock on our door, you would be invited, too. Like, we're not doing anything with these people, like, what's your deal?
Right.
And, like, I knew who it was, but I was like, listen, and I'm not a punk, so I went up to her. I said, listen, I don't like you, but you just need to stop.
Mm.
Like, if you have a problem with me, have a problem, but you don't need to go do too much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop.
No.
It's not good for you.
Right.
Let it go.
Right, exactly. I mean, we should live in a world where we agree to disagree and just part ways.
Yeah.
Like, why hurt people?
Yeah, and, like, she was saying that because one of the guys who was in our room that was literally just our friend, she liked him. So she was like, oh, like, she's a hoe because she's with the guy that I like. And I'm like, I don't even like him that. Like, he's my friend.
Right.
Like, everyone thought we were dating. I'm like, no, he's my friend. That's the thing about college, like, you hang out with someone and people automatically assume you're dating or something with a person of the opposite sex. And it's like, we can have friends.
Right, right, right. You know, especially being away from family for so long. You know, you kind of grow a family away from family.
Yeah.
But, you know, you do have those individuals that are not going to like it.
Yeah.
You have a lot of people who prejudge.
Yeah, I'm going to do me either way, so I just let her hate, and I don't know where she at now. She not here no more.
Oh, wow.
I'm still here, so.
Now, there was another incident that I was thinking about, like, during my college days, where, you know, we're doing our move-in and everything, and this is back, like, my freshman year, whenever I was living
like
in the dorms.
Years ago.
you got jokes. I'm not that old, okay? But at any rate, you know, this is during my freshman year when we were still living in residence halls. I was still living in a residence hall. And, you know, I'm walking past, and as I'm moving in, like, I'm hearing one individual complain about, you know, wanting a room change and wanting a room change, like, very, very bad because their roommate was from China. And their roommate was speaking to their mom in Mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, I can't understand what she's saying. You know, speak English. You're in America. Blah, 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 blah. And like literally like spazzing like for a room change. But however, she didn't have a conversation with her roommate beforehand. And once she had that first initial conversation, the two kind of clicked. And the two found similarities and similar things that they both loved. And then I think towards the end of the semester, they became the best of friends.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. A lot of people prejudge and automatically hate.
Yeah. And that's the good thing on the Chinese roommate, because it's like, you know, she didn't just be like, all right, like, you're going to act like this, forget you. Like, I'm out. I don't want a room with you either. I'm just going to hold a grudge. Instead, she was like, I'm here for my education.
Right,
like,
right, exactly.
I don't care what you're saying.
Exactly.
And then they became friends.
So. Right. And, you know, everybody who was working at Rest Life, you know, they were just saying, just give it a chance, give it a chance, mm-hmm. give it a chance, give it a chance. And, you know, once she eventually did give that chance, they became good friends. But however, if you would have never given that chance, you would have always walked around with that hate in your heart towards an individual that you don't even know.
Right.
You know, so it's a it's difficult. It's difficult. So what do you think are some ways that we can be able to kind of bridge the gaps between people?
Well, you're doing a lot of good things here.
Oh, thank you.
The programs, you're welcome, with all the programs and everything. I can't really think of much more that we can do other than, like, the stuff that you've brought to the campus.
Mm.
So, I mean, just keep that up. And
certainly. Certainly. I'm going to keep that up, and not only keep that up, but I'm going to elevate it as well.
Do better.
And then the thing is you always want to be in an uncomfortable situation, because if you're uncomfortable, that's going to help you advance. That's going to help you move forward. So as of right now, you know, I definitely appreciate and, you know, what you're saying to me. But however, we're not done yet.
I know.
We're not done yet.
If you're comfortable, you're not growing.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. If you're comfortable, you're not growing. And that's why, you know, you always want to be in any type of uncomfortable situation, because that way you'll grow. And you want to have a big goal, huge goal, and then create small goals in order to get to that big goal, and create every day like it's your masterpiece. You want to create your major masterpiece, but bit by bit, you know, you want to work on that craft, work on that masterpiece every day, something small, something medium, something big through that day. Make sure that you're working on something, you know, because if you're stagnant and if you have idle time, that can cause for destruction.
Yeah.
That can cause for destruction. That can cause, especially idle time, because it goes back to the mind thing. I mean, really, you know, if you have that idle time, you sit and you think and you think and you think.
Yeah, like. If you're just gonna sit there, just go to sleep. Like,
right.
Don't stay up and think. Take some ZQL, take a nap.
Exactly.
Don't sit and think.
That's
worst thing you can do.
Right, right. That's honestly like the best thing that you can do. I mean, it's really stay busy, stay motivated, and if you get to that point to where you know you don't feel like doing anything, just go to sleep.
Yeah.
Go to sleep and dream.
Read a book.
Right, exactly. Always educate yourself. Always educate your mind. And some of the best education is in books.
Check out the library, you know. That's where I work right now. Our new library.
But no, I mean, honestly, you know, you wanna drink deeply from good books, because there are some things that you may pick up in a book than you won't pick up in class. Mm-hmm. There's things that I've learned by reading certain books just like that I would have had no idea, you know, just by sitting and listening to a lecture. Because I'm the type of person where, like, I can be there physically, but mentally, I'm somewhere else.
Checked out.
Right. I'm definitely somewhere else.
Me
so
in half my classes.
For nah, but, I mean, as long as
if
you...
If my professors are listening, that was a complete joke.
Just that. Well, see, I went to Edinburgh University, so I'm good.
Yeah, I still go here.
Nah, but at any rate, you know, I'm definitely truly appreciative of everything that I've learned and everything that, you know, my professors have taught me and my mentors and my teachers, because of the simple fact that I am where I am today because of them. You know, I am where I'm at. I'm in this position because of those teachers, those professors, those mentors who actually cared. And D-Lo, you have a big heart and you are a mentor. And I want to tell you this, no matter where you go in life, you're going to always need a mentor. Always find somebody who can mentor you, who can tutor you, who can, you know, get you through by their experiences. Mm-hmm. Because most cases, people learn from people. You know, I've learned a lot from my predecessor, Tori Snyder, and I learned a lot from Dr. Paul Spradley. And, I mean, you know, Dr. Paul Spradley is still teaching me even to this day. You know,
shout out to Paul.
Right? You know, he's still tutoring me to this day, because, I mean, this position he was the one who created this position that I'm in right now, being the director of Multicultural Student Services here at RMU.
Mm-hmm.
So to actually, you know, kind of get enlightenment from a creator of the position, mm-hmm, is dope. And so it's absolutely dope. I mean, I truly appreciate everything that everyone has instilled in me, and everybody has definitely put a lot of value in me. And I'm going to tell you that, D-Lo, you know, moving forward, there's going to be people who's going to put a lot of value in you, because they have that passion. They have, you know, They want to see you do great things. Mm-hmm. And when you do great things, the way you can pay it, you could just pay it forward. Yeah. You know, the way you pay them back is pay it forward. And that's exactly what I'm doing.
Good.
That's exactly what I'm doing. And so, I would say what?
Say keep it up.
Oh, thank you. I don't know. I thought you was like, but it up.
What?
I'm
making
don't.
My own sound effects.
Yeah, right. So, but moving forward, we are going to have our second song of the week. You know, our last episode, we had a lady. This episode, we had a lady. And so, you know, we definitely want to give some women empowerment because, I mean, a lot of our female students, or they're doing a lot. There are a lot of movers and shakers that are on this campus. And I definitely appreciate the work that they do and the things that, you know, that they have going forth. So this song of the week is definitely another John Legend song, and it's called You and I. See you all soon.
Your makeup just so. Guess you don't know that you're beautiful. Try on every dress that you own. You were fine in my eyes a half hour ago. And if your mirror won't make it any clearer, wanna let you know. Out of all of the girls, you're my one and only girl. Ain't nobody in the world tonight. All of the stars, you make them shine like they were. Ain't nobody in the world but you. Everybody's staring. Tell all of these boys they're wasting their time. Stop standing in line, 'cause you're all mine. And this evening I won't let the feeling die. I never wanna leave your side. Out of all of the girls, you're my one and only girl. You don't have to try. Ain't nobody in the world but you. And I.
Welcome back, good people. We're getting ready to wrap up, but that was our second song of the week. The You and I, Nobody in the World, is for women empowerment, women of all sizes, all ages, race, young, old, athletes, special needs, cancer survivors, mothers, expectant mothers, wives, straight or a part of the LGBTQA community. It's about women. And the emotional number highlights various life occurrences in everyday life of a female. Although, it honors women and a different sorts of the things like that. I just want to, you know, just say that it's something that is very powerful, like no matter what. You know, John Legend's song is about love, but however you can compare it to life, you know, life in general. And so that was a big shout out to our women and a lot of the things that they have going on campus and, you know, definitely starting up the National Council of Negro Women that, I mean, last semester was booming. And this semester, you know, they have big plans, you know, big plans.
Big plans.
Exactly,
so
exactly.
Look out for them.
So, D'Lo, in closing, I want you to do two things for me. I want you to tell the people what to look for this semester. And like how I gave a word of encouragement for the week, I would like for you to give a word of encouragement for the week.
All right, be looking forward to, well, everyone knows Bobby Mania. Definitely be looking out for that. Be looking out for tons of activities, new things. I am on the SGA board, so it's gonna be crazy this year. All right, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be new things you've never done, you've never tried. It's happening. I'm bringing it. I'm taking over.
That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. And yes. Before you give your words of encouragement, I also want to kind of plug in De La Gente, September 3rd. De La Gente, September 3rd, in the volleyball courts, the volleyball sand courts in the gazebo. So be looking out for that as well, looking out for a promotion of that.
All right, my words of encouragement. So I don't know who this quote is by, but I saw it one time, and it is, "I am not the downpour, but I notice it is raining."
Mm.
Yes. And to me, that is, you know, things are crazy going around. You just got to get past it. You're not the reason for it. You can't blame yourself. You notice it's raining. You know things are going bad, but you are not the reason. You're not the rain itself. It's around you, but you can avoid it. Just get an umbrella. You'll be all right. Grab a poncho.
Nice.
Do something.
Nice, nice. So that's all we have today, good people. Stay strong. Stay powerful. Stay motivated. And continue on the rest of your week with a good week. All right. And this is not going to be the last time y'all hear from Dolores, a.k.a. D-Lo. Everybody calls her D-Lo. So this is not going to be the last time you hear from her. You know, she will definitely be coming back this semester.
I will be back. You can't get rid of me.
All right, good people. Have a good week.